Hey everyone, Tamara here. So good to be with you all. I just got to share a little personal something something with you as we dig in. I am sitting here actually in my bedroom in Lake Tahoe, which, you know, beautiful mountain lake out in California. And a little fun fact that most people don't know about me is I actually grew up here. Well, for 4 years of my life. We moved up here when I was 12. And then at some point closer to 16, we moved back down to the Bay Area in California. But yeah, so at my heart, I'm kind of a mountain girl, which I think maybe why every time I'm here and like right now when I'm sitting in my bedroom and I'm looking outside these beautiful pine trees and the crisp air is coming in and oh my gosh, it's just so serene that every time I'm here, I always have these great aha moments. Do you have a place that always speaks to you that every time you're there, and maybe it's a room in your house, maybe it's a different place like I have, you know, maybe it's just in your car even, where you just always have your aha moments. There's something about certain environments and exposure to those environments that really does clear the mind and elevate your thinking and tap into that innovative part of your brain that's connecting all these dots and creating new tracks and finding new ways of doing things. So every time I'm here, I have all these ahas. So don't be surprised if on the next couple of podcasts, you hear some pretty like, whoa, Tamara, that's some deep stuff right there, because I can't help it. It just flows when I'm here. All right, let's dig into today's podcast, which is all about, well, it's about mindset, it's about belief, and it's about exposure. And it's going to start with this quote. I want you to hear this quote before we do the intro music and all that. Life is only a reflection of what we allow ourselves to see.
You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
All right, life is only a reflection of what we allow ourselves to see. I love that quote. I came across it the other day. It totally spoke to me. And I don't know if this is you. I think this will resonate with some of you. I spent my entire childhood plagued by potential. Plagued by, oh, Tamara, you have so much potential. Why don't you live up to it? Plagued by my poor parents constantly being told by my teachers, Tamara's really smart. She just doesn't apply herself. Plagued by mentors telling me, why don't you do more with what you've got? That was my entire childhood. And it's funny now upon reflection. But I think the reason this quote really spoke to me and the reason I want to bring this to you is at that time growing up, I didn't see that. I didn't see what I was capable of. So other people were telling it to me, but I never saw it for myself. So this quote, life is only a reflection of what we, here's the money part, allow ourselves to see. That's why this really spoke to me, because it brought me back to my childhood when I didn't see the possibilities for myself. That has changed drastically. And now I see all the possibilities, sometimes even too many. But back then, I was really hindered by what I thought I could see for myself. And I think that's true for a lot of us, whether we are 12, like I was in my memories, thinking back to those moments, or in our 20s and starting our career, or, you know, and we think to ourselves, well, they don't really need to hear what I have to say. I'm new to this business, so I'm going to keep quiet. Or maybe we're established and we're in our 30s and 40s, but we're stuck at a certain level of success or even lack of success, but we can't really see ourselves going to the next level. Or maybe we've achieved it, but we don't know what's next. And we just can't see that for ourselves, because life is really just a reflection of what we allow ourselves to see. It's what we choose to see. I think it's what we choose to think of as the possibilities for ourselves and what we're exposed to on a daily basis. And there's really three elements that I want to cover with you in this podcast that I hope will make you not only think, but act differently so that you can see more. So that reflection that's in front of you becomes bigger and wider and more full of possibilities and next level thinking. Here are the three things. Number one is mindset. Number two is belief. And number three is exposure. And I'm going to dig into all three of these for you. So mindset, belief, exposure. And, you know, oftentimes people will tell you, oh, you have to start with mindset and then work your way up a ladder. I actually totally disagree. I think sometimes what you're exposed to flips your mindset, and then your mindset flips your belief. Or maybe you have a shake in your belief and that changes that, which changes what you're open to seeing around you, your exposure, which changes your mindset. I see it more as a virtuous cycle. So what I often see with people where they get stuck is they try to kind of start with mindset and only mindset and just focus on mindset. And what ends up happening, it's kind of counterintuitive, but true, is they actually end up being even more myopic because you start to narrow your focus trying to change or fix this one thing when all three of them feed each other. So mindset, belief, exposure. But again, I want you to see these as a virtuous cycle, each one helping expand and open the other. And the other reason I think this is so essential and why I wanted to bring this to you today is because all of that drives our ability to unlock the power of innovation inside of us. And that is the power to reach our human potential. That is the power to solve those sticky problems and seize those opportunities and get incredible joy and satisfaction out of our work. That is our human performance right there. That secret sauce is our power to innovate. And we can't do that if our reflection of our life is so small and myopic, if it looks like a tiny little pond when there's an ocean of possibility out there. I want you to get past that pond. I want us all to get past that pond. That's why I'm so excited about the podcast. Okay. Mindset. Let's talk about mindset. So, here's what I find with mindset. And just think about your own life as I talk about this and how you approach work, life, everything. We have been conditioned to have our mindset work a certain way. We have a certain mental map that is a culmination of years of conditioning, years of experience. And I think there's really two things we need to unlearn to get into a mindset that serves us, that puts us from that pond to that ocean. Number one is mediocrity. Yeah, we're conditioned to be mediocre. Mediocrity has this incredible gravitational pull that pulls us right back down. It wants us to stay there. It's warm, it's comfortable, it's safe. The people around us like it there. And, you know, our lizard brain, as I've talked about in other episodes, obviously is a part of that, right? Our lizard brain is what wants to keep us safe. It's that primal part, keeps us comfortable, keeps us from taking risks. But I think we live in a world that actually rewards mediocrity and doesn't reward when you kind of step up. There's that old kind of myth around tulips. I don't know if you've heard this. In fact, I don't actually know if it's true. So if someone out there knows, tell me. But I think the mythology applies where, you know, in the tulip fields, if one tulip gets too tall, they actually cut it so that they're all the same size. I think that really applies to life and work, don't you? Right? When one of us stands tall, the rest of them go, oh, nope, that's too much. Snip, snip. So I think we've been conditioned to stay at a mediocre level. And I see this time and time again with people. So we've got to unlearn. We've got to unlearn that. We've got to stop thinking that the reward for being mediocre is better than the reward for standing tall and stepping into innovation and performance and what we're truly capable of. That reward is so much bigger and feels so much better. But our mindset has kept us at the mediocre place. I'll share another story about actually one of my kiddos, and then I'll share a work story in this mindset one. So when my son was in first grade, he really wanted a mohawk. So we gave him one and he went to school. And then when I went to pick him up at the end, when they all shuffle out in their line, they're so cute, the little first graders, and the teacher came out, the teacher said to me, Tamara, can we talk about Ari's hair? Look, it was a really big distraction in class. So if you don't mind just like buzzing it off. It's just, you know, the other kids were really focused on his hair and not in learning. And, you know, it really made him stand out from the others. That's what she said to me. And of course, in as appropriate a way as I can, I have a tendency to be a little blunt. So I'm not sure it came out as nice as I'm relaying it now. But I said, oh, Miss So-and-so. So I don't want to share her name. I don't want to throw her under the bus. She meant well. But again, mindset and conditioning was the belief that mediocrity is where everybody should be. I said, I have no doubt, Miss So-and-so, that you are not trying to hinder my son's desire to be unique and stand out and really be himself and stand tall. And she was like, oh, no, of course not. And I said, you know, I'm sure that this is an incredible learning moment for the class to have a conversation about differences and uniqueness and everybody kind of, you know, playing to their strengths and being, you know, who they want to be. Like, what a great lesson for a bunch of first graders. So she kind of paused. She looked at me and she goes, you know what? You're right. And to her credit, the next day they had that conversation, all because my son went to school with a Mohawk. Now, that's a personal story. And I know you get the importance of that story, though, which is, again, we've been conditioned to blend in. We've been conditioned to be mediocre. So our lives become a reflection of that mediocrity. So I'll give you an example in business. I have a client who, you know, she joined the Everyday Innovators Tribe. She decided to step up and step out and do what she needed to do to really drive performance and innovation and solve new problems. And sure enough, she came up with this incredible solution to a challenge that has arisen in 2020. And what happened at the table when she brought it up? Oh, well, let's not do that now. You know what? That's stepping a little too far out. Oh, let's give that more thought. I'm not ready for that. The gravitational pull of mediocrity came right back in. Now, fortunately for her, we armed her with the language of innovation, the tools that we have to get legacy thinkers on board with change, to help people when they get in fight, flight, or freeze, help them get out of it so they can actually engage in your ideas, how to communicate innovation. So she had everything she needed to move the conversation forward. But it was fascinating when she came back to the community and was telling us about how, like, the first response she got was that gravitational pull of mediocrity. So we've been conditioned to be mediocre. And that's part of our mindset. That is ingrained in us. And the other thing I think in the mindset is, you know, we've all had consequences for stepping outside, for being innovative, for thinking differently. And so over time, you learn that stepping out, doing things a little differently, being innovative has consequences. We may not realize it. It may come from our childhood or our early career or academic life. But we learn early on that there's consequences, right? The teacher shuts you down. Your boss, you know, all they see is resistance and change. So they shut you down. So we need to unlearn mediocrity and status quo. And that is in our mindset. And when we can change that, when we can recognize it for what it is, we can move past it. And I promise you, after listening to this podcast, and I'd love to hear from you on our Facebook group and let me know how it goes. If you're not there, by the way, it's Leadership and Innovation with Tamara Gondor is the Facebook group. Join there and tell me. I'll have a post about this podcast. But tell me, like, now that you know, now that you're listening to what you need to unlearn, I guarantee you, you'll see it. You'll see how your mindset has been shaped by those around. All right, I'm gonna write something down real quick. So I want to go on a side note that I think really kind of sums this all up too. So, okay, that was just me in the moment realizing something I really wanted to tell you because I think it's so valuable. I don't want to let it go. All right, so that's mindset. So like I said, tell me, because now that you know, you will see it in yourself and those around you, and you'll see how your mindset plays into that. All right, the second one is belief. Now, here's the thing about belief. It's kind of intertwined with mindset and a lot of what we just talked about, right? Believing you should be that tall tulip, believing there's a different way to do something, believing that you're capable of innovating and that what you have is, and having that confidence to stand tall in it. But there's a second part to it, and that is, and I want to get a little sciencey for a moment here, because I think in understanding this, you'll be able to open up to it. We have this thing in our brains called the reticular activating system, the RAS. I like to think of the RAS as a brick wall. And the job of the RAS is to keep out anything that doesn't confirm pre-existing beliefs, to ignore them, to keep them out, and to let in the things that confirm what we already know to be true. Now, I know you're over there nodding your heads. If I could see you, I have no doubt that you get what I'm saying. Basically, it keeps us thinking the same things and confirming the same beliefs over and over again. So it's hard to believe you're capable of something different. It's hard to believe that you can see that big ocean if your RAS is only letting in things that confirm that pond that you're already in. So here's how I like to think of the RAS and what to do about it. I want you to think about it. So think of it as a brick wall. Just for a moment, visualize that brick wall. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. Visualize that brick wall. And I want you to visualize yourself pulling out one brick at a time so that you can let in new ideas, new thinking, and new experiences. Here's how we do that. It's very simply, we just, every time you have a confirmation bias, that's actually technically what it's called, right? It's this confirmation bias of us agreeing with, seeking out, and only seeing things that confirm what we know to be true. I want you to always be asking things like, what else could be true? So if you believe that your boss has it out for you and is keeping you down, and so that's all you start to see in their behavior, that's the brick wall in action, all you see are things that confirm this belief, I want you to then ask yourself, what else could be true? If you're seeing no possibilities to solve a sticky problem at work, that brick wall is going to confirm that. But I want you to constantly ask, well, what else could be true? Well, what if the opposite were true? And start pulling out those brick walls, those bricks out of the wall one at a time. You will start to allow new thinking, new beliefs in that you hadn't experienced before. And the third, okay, so that's beliefs. So I've got mindset, right? Get unlearning mediocrity and unlearning kind of status quo. And then we've got beliefs, which is this brick wall, this RAS that we need to open up, remove some bricks and let new thinking and new ideas in. And that leads to the third one, which is exposure, which might be one of the simplest, most powerful things you can do to actually change your mindset and beliefs too. If you ever listen to really successful people who came from humble beginnings talk, you'll always hear in their story something like, I thought my life was going to look like this, but then I met someone who showed me a new way, or then I learned something that taught me something else could be true, or then I was exposed to something new that completely changed my thinking and made me realize more was possible. You hear it time and time again in every story. And I bring this up because exposure to new thinking, new possibilities, new ideas will absolutely open up that ocean of possibilities and open up that innovative mind inside of you in a way that is actually easy, but really powerful. Exposure to new things, new ways of thinking, new ideas, new perspectives, new truths out there in the world. We're so quick to label things fact as like, this is how it is. This is the facts. But the truth is most of the time, they're not facts. They're our beliefs and how things are. Exposure challenges our beliefs. Exposure challenges how we think things have to be done, what is absolutely and not absolutely possible for us, exposure to new things. I'll give you a very small, tangible example in my world right now. So the other day, in fact, we were getting ready for the drive to Tahoe, which is from Denver, a very long drive. So I was up super early, chugging down some coffee, and I'm watching the news, which oddly enough, I don't normally do. I don't like to start my day with news, but I just needed a moment to wake up. So I'm watching the news, and they're sharing this story of something I'd never heard about before called ghost kitchens. And ghost kitchens are basically, think of it as an industrial kitchen with a retail location that 7-8 restaurants can share and operate out of. And the reason they were sharing the story is because, as you have experienced, you know, we're all eating in to go and take out and, you know, give us the meal prep we do at home. Restaurants aren't open because of the lockdown, basically. So if you're listening to this later, there was a time in 2020 when you couldn't go sit in a restaurant. But what it's done is shifted customers' demands into more to go and more takeout. So, you know, you've got all these big retail spots with empty chairs. You've probably walked by them. A lot of restaurants going out of business. So these ghost kitchens started popping up. These industrial kitchens were 7 or 8, and they're branded. Like on the window, you'll see all 8 restaurants, but they all operate out of there. and they operate without the overhead, without the retail space, without the equipment, right? All that's there. All they got to do is bring the people and the food. Genius. But that little exposure to that new way of thinking in a totally different industry totally opened up my eyes to what was possible for Launch Street and in our Everyday Innovators tribe in a way that I wouldn't have even seen had I not been exposed to this new idea. And I will get more to that later because that idea is going to come. I just need to refine it and massage it a little bit. And I don't want to give it away too soon. But that exposure led to new ways of thinking. And, you know, that's why in the Everyday Innovators Tribe, our online tools and community and support and expertise, one of what we do that we really focus on is exposing people, not just to new tools and exercises and ways of doing things, but just new ideas, new methodologies, new thinking, because exposure expands your world of possibility. Before I saw those ghost kitchens, I had a pond, and that pond was a reflection of what I believed was possible in my business. And then I saw these ghost kitchens, and that pond turned into an ocean that I hadn't even seen before, all because of exposure. This is true on a personal and professional level. Personally, there were people in my life who exposed me to new ways of thinking, new possibilities, new opportunities for me as an individual that I hadn't seen before. When COVID started, when all this started in 2020, I went and looked at outside of my world, outside of my pond, into new ponds, which were all about membership and online businesses and things that I knew nothing about. And that exposure opened up my world of what's possible for my business, just like this ghost kitchen did. And I think it's funny now that I'm kind of sharing all this. I think the reason as a kid, all that live up to your potential didn't work on me and maybe didn't work on you. Or the people that you mentor and you're like, ah, so much potential. Why? Is because they kept asking that question, but they didn't expose me to new ways of thinking. They didn't expose me to what was possible. So I still didn't see it. Now, I'm not blaming them. It's my job to go out and find exposure. And I do that very intentionally and consistently now. So you're one of the members in our tribe. You know that I'm constantly posting new things that I've come across because I want them to have exposure so that they can open up and make that pond, that big ocean, to make that reflection bigger and brighter and different than it was before. That's why this is such a beautiful, circuitous cycle, is this kind of mindset to belief to exposure back to mindset. As you can see, right, that exposure is actually opens up my eyes and changes my mindset, which changes my belief. When I kind of focus on belief and I take out those bricks in the brick wall, new ideas and new possibilities come in, right? Then suddenly I'm open to exposure to new things. In fact, you probably have a lot of things you could be exposing yourself to that would elevate your innovation, elevate your way of thinking, elevate what's possible. They're probably right in front of you, but because your belief is a little too narrow, you're not even seeing it. Because that brick wall is so big, you're not even seeing it. You can take that down. So, mindset, belief, exposure. Unlearn a few things, open up those bricks, and then expose yourself to all these incredible things around you that'll help you think differently and see new possibilities out there. And here's the last thing I want you to do. I highly recommend, highly, because it's so powerful, go join the Everyday Innovators Tribe. That is our online platform. It is absolutely incredible. In a nutshell, it is the most comprehensive innovation platform for innovators and leaders looking to ignite innovation, influence others, and lead strong in today's complex world. So if that's you, if you want a comprehensive platform, if you want to be that innovator and that leader in your world, whatever your world looks like, and you want to live to that place of the tall tulip of the human potential that ignites innovation daily and influences others, right? We so badly want to, it's not just about us, right? We want to make an impact in the world. We want others to be innovative around us. We want to be that rising tide that lifts all boats. Then Lead Strong, that's the place for you. So link is in the show notes. If you just go to our website, go to launchstreet.com, you'll see the link, but we'll put it in the show notes too. Go join. I know we're in December. I got some incredible stuff coming in January, but if you start now, you'll actually have a kickstart on innovation before January even hits. I know we're only a couple weeks away, but you know, tomorrow never comes. And I was just reading this book by John Maxwell on achieving your potential and growth. And one of the things it talks about is tomorrow's diet never happens, right? We never actually succeed. Tomorrow's strategy never gets implemented. So what I encourage you to do is go today, like right now. Don't even wait. And here's, you know what? All right. My team's going to kill me, but I'm doing it. I like to reward those that take action. So here's what I'm willing to do. If you're willing to not wait and make this tomorrow's opportunity for you to really step up and stand out in this crazy world, I will reward you for taking action. I will reward you for investing the time and belief in yourself. So if you join by December 31st, I had to think about that for a second. I'm like, when's the end of the year? The year's so fuzzy. By December 31st, I will give you a free 30-minute one-on-one consulting session with me so that you can get unstuck where you need it and kickstart those innovation engines. So we'll do it in the beginning of January when I know you're all on vacation, but when you can really rev up. But that's a value of $375. That's what someone would pay me for 30 minutes. You bring what you want to talk about and I will guide you. And we will just make sure that you start the year on a really powerful note. But you got to take action because tomorrow never comes, right? Tomorrow is always the thing we're going to do, but never do. All right, everybody. Oh, I wanted to share one last thing about football. You know what? I've spent enough time. I've given you just like exactly what I want you to have. So I'm going to come back to that. And I'll just give you a little bit of a hint. That's all about playing to the level of the people you're competing against. We'll come back to that. All right. Go invest in yourself. Give everything you've got. Let's make 2021 different than 2020. With that, Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, launchstreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.